Good morning, this is Mark Venn. Welcome you to an audio service of BCP Morning Prayer for Advent Sunday. We start our worship this morning by listening to the Matins Responsory, sung by Queen's College, Cambridge. Correct me, but with judgment, not in thine anger, lest they bring me to nothing. Rend your heart and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Dearly beloved brethren, the scripture moves us in sundry places to acknowledge and confess our manifold sins and wickedness, and that we should not dissemble nor cloak them before the face of Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, but confess them with a humble, lowly, penitent and obedient heart, to the end that we may obtain forgiveness of the same by his infinite goodness and mercy. Wherefore I pray and beseech you, as many as are here present, to accompany me with a pure heart and humble voice unto the throne of the heavenly grace, saying after me, Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord, and grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. May the Father of all mercies cleanse us from our sins and restore us in his image, to the praise and glory of his name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. O Lord, open thou our lips,
and our mouth shall show forth thy praise.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
The Lord's name be praised.
We say the Venite. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us heartily rejoice in the strength of our salvation.
Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and show ourselves glad in him with psalms.
For the Lord is a great God, and the great King above all gods.
In his hands are all the corners of the earth, and the strength of the hills is his also.
The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands prepared the dry land.
O come, let us worship and fall down, and kneel before the Lord our Maker.
For he is the Lord our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first lesson is taken from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 64, beginning at the first verse. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains would tremble before you. As when fire sets twigs ablaze and causes water to boil, come down to make your name known to your enemies and cause the nations to quake before you. For when you did awesome things that we did not expect, you came down and the mountains trembled before you. Since ancient times, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who acts on behalf of those who wait for him. You come to the help of those who gladly do right, who remember your ways. But when we continued to sin against them, you were angry. How then can we be saved? All of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. We all shrivel up like a leaf, and like the wind, our sins sweep us away. No one calls on your name or strives to lay hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and have given us over to our sins. Yet you, Lord, are our Father. We are the clay, you are the potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not be angry beyond measure, Lord. Do not remember our sins forever. Oh, look upon us, we pray, for we are all your people. Here ends the first lesson.
The appointed psalm for the day is Psalm 80, which will say antiphonally. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who dwell between the cherubim, shine forth.
Before Ephraim, Benjamin and Manasseh, stir up your strength and come and save us.
Restore us, O God, cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved.
O Lord God of hosts, how long will you be angry against the prayer of your people?
You have fed them with the bread of tears, and given them tears to drink in great measure.
You have made us a strife to our neighbours, and our enemies laugh among themselves.
Let your hand be upon the man of your right hand, upon the Son of Man whom you made strong for yourself.
Then we will not turn back from you. Revive us, and we will call upon your name.
Restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The second lesson is taken from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1, beginning at verse 3. My brothers and sisters, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that has been given you in Christ Jesus, for in every way you have been enriched in him, in speech and knowledge of every kind, just as the testimony of Christ has been strengthened among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will also strengthen you to the end, so that you may be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful. By him you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Here ends the second lesson.
We say the Jubilate. O be joyful in the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with a song.
Be ye sure that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture.
O go your way into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and speak good of his name.
For the Lord is gracious, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth from generation to generation.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. O Lord, show thy mercy upon us,
and grant us thy salvation.
O Lord, save the Queen,
and mercifully hear us when we call upon thee.
Endue thy ministers with righteousness,
and make thy chosen people joyful.
O Lord, save thy people,
and bless thine inheritance.
Give peace in our time, O Lord,
because there is none other fighteth for us, but only thou, O God.
O God, make clean our hearts within us,
and take not thy Holy Spirit from us.
O God, who art the author of peace and love of concord, in knowledge of whom standeth our eternal life, whose service is perfect freedom, defend us, thy humble servants, in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in thy defence, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through the might of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who has safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings may be ordered by thy governance to do always that is righteous in thy sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all evermore. Amen. There's a little saying that I really like. It goes, nostalgia just isn't what it used to be. I think at times we all suffer and succumb to a little whiff of nostalgia now and then, having a rosy view of the past. And sometimes we could have a rosy view of the future. But in our first reading from Isaiah, chapter 64, this was written for the Hebrews after they'd come back from Babylon, so it's post-exile. Jerusalem had been laid waste, the temple was destroyed, many people taken captive, and many deaths, of course. But after their exile in Babylon, some returned to rebuild. But at the time of this prophecy, the Hebrews were very much in between times. They were familiar with the prophecies of the coming Messiah, but the Messiah had not appeared. And in fact, between the birth of Christ and the end of prophecies as we know in the scripture, there's 400 years. So they were waiting, they were in between times. They were existing. They had some form of self-government. But overall, their rule was by Persia, then by Greece, and then by Rome. So it was only very limited self-governance. When we look back, we often think of the great times we've had and we want them to return. In the passage that we had, yes, the prophet was looking back at the great times, remembering the way in which God had dealt with them and showed his strength and his power. They rejoiced in the things that God had done, exalted his name, but then they accepted their wrongdoing and accepted that the God had right to judge them and accepted that their exile, the punishment they'd had, was right and just. And so they have the plea for mercy. And there's that lovely bit at the end, reminding God that they were his people. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. Do not be angry beyond measure. O look upon us as we pray, for we are all your people. And they want God to demonstrate his power again. As it started off, rend the heavens, come down in power. Show yourself as you used to show yourself. And so they're looking forward, but I can't help thinking that their hope was really rather diminished. Things were just going on. In our second reading, Paul writing to the Corinthian church was again in between times. The Messiah had come, he'd been and he'd gone. His work was finished on this earth, but the young Christian church was lively. And Paul's saying, you've been enriched and you're not lacking in any spiritual gifts, but you are currently waiting. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. He will keep you strong to the end. They were waiting, waiting for the return of Christ. But Christ was going to keep them strong. So the Corinthians had a positive hope for the future, the second coming. And while they were waiting for it, they knew God would be with them, strengthening them, guiding them. Meanwhile, Paul says, do keep strong right to the end. And what about us then as we move into this period of Advent in the run-up to Christmas? Yes, it's sometimes good to look back, not so much to wallow in nostalgia, but to count our many blessings, to see how God has led us, how he's dealt with us, how he's looked after us. And when we look back, we can so often see how God's hand has been at work in our lives, guiding us, arranging things. And with that knowledge, we can have hope for the future. We can have confidence for the future. Which isn't to say our life is going to be a bed of roses, but we know that God will be with us. So we are waiting. We can look back, and we can do that both individually and nationally. We were thinking earlier this month of how nationally we stood in great danger and suffered in two world wars. And of course nationally we're suffering at the moment. But looking back and seeing the way God has dealt with us, individuals and as a nation, we can have hope for the future, even with the COVID pandemic. We do need, of course, to acknowledge where we've gone wrong and where we go wrong, as the prophet did in our first reading. But meanwhile, with the Corinthian church, we do need to keep our hope, keep hoping, keep our eyes looking forward, and keep strong. Remind ourselves that God, our God, is our God, and we are his people. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, the God of righteousness and truth, grant to our Queen and her government, to members of Parliament and all in positions of responsibility, the guidance of your Spirit. May they never lead the nation wrongly through love of power, desire to please, or unworthy ideals, but laying aside all private interests and prejudices, keep in mind their responsibility to seek to improve the condition of all mankind. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And at this particular time, we do think and confess how our country has failed, how individually we have failed, how as people and country we are no longer the light, showing your light, your love to others. Lord, have mercy on us, we pray. Turn our hearts to you. Remind us of our many blessings. Remind us of your guidance. Help us to keep our eyes on you and our hope in you. Help us to shine for you and stand up for Christ. Come down in power, we pray. Turn hearts to you once again. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the wider world. We admit where things are going wrong, and it grieves us to see so much conflict, so much aggression, lack of justice, of famine and hardship. We pray that people, leaders, will act with humility, with compassion, with mercy and with justice. And they will all be good stewards of your creation, the wonderful things you have given. And we think particularly in this time of the pandemic, strengthen those, we pray, in the front line, for the nurses, for the doctors, for the carers, for the scientists working on a vaccine. Lord, we pray for your power to be shown in this situation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we pray too for our community. We thank you for the renewed sense of community which has been experienced, for the mutual support of one another, for the looking out for one another, the way people have risen to the challenges. Help us, we pray, in the run-up to Christmas, in this period of Advent, when we look forward to the birth of your Son. When we thought things were going to be easier, the recent announcements, there's disappointment that we won't be more free. Comfort, we pray. Help us to continue to look out for others. Help us to keep our hope, our eyes fixed on you. And we do pray for those shielding, those who are isolated, those who are suffering, and suffering any form of adversity. Father, we pray for your comfort in bereavement, for your healing in illness and sickness, and your presence and support for those suffering whatever form of distress. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us always. Amen.
To protect.